go ahead and call this committee to order. This is the Conference Committee on House Bill 47. I think, members of the committee, that what happened here, I'm not going to use the wraparound the axle metaphor, but I'm going to say that the House, I think, got their fishing line all tangled up on this amendment, and the big complex part of the Senate amendment was just a coordination instruction with the big bill revising FWP statute. So Joel, go ahead and explain.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 47, which is the bill that you have in front of you, made an amendment to add a free fishing day, and then in the Senate it was revised to free fishing weekend, and it revised 87 to 103. Both houses passed Senate Bill 124, which was Senator Ripley's bill, and it was a very general reorganizing and recodifying of the fish and game statutes. And so it didn't make substantial changes to actual law, but it did reorganize things and put them in different places and tried to make them more organized and readable and intuitive to the common observer. And so the coordination instruction did nothing to change Father's Day free fishing weekend. The coordination instruction just said that if both of them pass, and this one, Senate Bill 124, has already passed, if both of them passed, a free fishing weekend would wind up in the code book as its own section. It wouldn't be incorporated into 87-2-103 because 87-2-103 is repealed in the big bill. And it's relabeled as a new section. So the free fishing weekend would stand on its own, and there would be a reference to it in the new section that reflects what's in 87-2-103 now. So nothing substantial changed in House Bill 47. The words are all still the same. It's just where they end up in the book. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, members of this committee, that's a good explanation. I appreciate that. If I would have known that at the time we got back on the House floor, I think we could have just gone through it. But there were some other questions, too, raised. The free fishing day, or the free fishing weekend, it'll be done according to all the existing rules and regulations of the department. Is that right?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Peterson, yes.
And so if there are areas where fish is closed, or if it's closed for certain types of fish, that'll continue to be the case.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Peterson, yes.
Yeah. So if it isn't paddlefish season, I don't know when paddlefish season is, but you wouldn't be able to go snag paddlefish in this pre-fishing day.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Representative Peterson, yeah, as it would read in the coordinated section, they may fish for any fish within the state without obtaining a fishing license as long as the person does so in accordance with any other law or regulation of the department in effect on that weekend.
Okay. So you could fish for trout and all kinds of things that are in season at that season.
But nothing that would require a special tag or something like that,
right?
Like paddlefish.
Is that right? Because that's the kind of questions I got, and I didn't know.
Okay. So I got a question. How come all the big bills are always numbered 124?
Mr. Chairman, I do not know. Luck of the draw.
And are we going to have the same negative backlash on SB 124 that we had on House Bill 124 from back in
2001?
Right.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's always coming up. I mean, everybody's refers to it all the time.
Right. Okay, so anything else? Do you want to go ahead and take a vote?
I just wondered why there's no fiscal note as to how they're going to advertise it. It's just going to be assumed that everybody knows it.
So just put it in the regs.
Put it in the reg.
I think word will get out.
Mr. Chairman, do you need a motion for this?
You just want to, Mr. Chairman, if you want to make a motion to accept the amendments, I think you're good.
Mr. Chairman, I move we accept the amendment.
Okay. So no further discussion. We need to have a majority in both houses. So go ahead and take a roll call vote.
The motion is to accept the amendments for House Bill 47. Senator Belliat?
Yes.
Senator Hinkle?
Yes.
Senator Facey? Representative Peterson?
Yes.
Representative Phillips? Representative Kennedy?
Yes.
Motion passes both chambers 2-0.
Here we go.
Good work, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming. I think that clears it right. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming. I think that clears it right.
Just get Creighton and Leaf. We don't really want to drive.